8:19 on Connect FM and your morning connection for a Wednesday. It's Thanksgiving Eve, a very special Wednesday. And Shirley DeRouge, the executive director of Downtown Du Bois Inc., has joined us for a midweek chat on this Wednesday. Hey there, Shirley.
Hello, how are you?
Doing great. How are you this morning?
Fabulous.
Well, let me start by saying, before I forget to do so, Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Because we're going to kind of blow right past that and start talking about how things are going to get extremely busy in downtown Du Bois, all kinds of special things coming up. So set the table for us, so to speak, as we're all getting ready for our Thanksgiving feast tomorrow. What are things going to look like for downtown Du Bois the day after tomorrow?
The day after tomorrow is our annual Brighten the Night event that takes place in the Du Bois City Park at the Edward V. Cherry Amphitheater. Mm-hmm. And music, activities. We have several different organizations that will have booths set up with hot cocoa, hot cider, cookies, treats, you name it. Matt Reed of the First Class Children's Foundation. He will be there reading the night before Christmas.
Gotta have that.
Obviously, the lighting of the Christmas tree, the Grinch will be lurking around, and obviously the grand arrival of Santa and Mrs. Claus. Oh,
yeah, that makes it complete. And you mentioned those hot items. That will be very important, as it looks like it is going to be a chilly Friday night. But to me, that's all the more reason to have a Brighten the Night, because it just warms you up inside with everything that's going on. So don't let that chilly weather forecast scare you away, right?
Correct.
All right. So that is Brighten the Night, Brighten Up the Night, which will be Friday night. And that will send us into a very strong emphasis of doing small shopping. What is that whole thing of shop small, and how does that relate to downtown Du Bois?
Yeah. Shop Small Saturday is an event, actually a national event through American Express. Mm-hmm. And we participate in that every year. And that is to boost the local small business economy. Our small mom and pop shops that are literally the fabric of our community.
Yeah.
And obviously our downtown is all small businesses.
Exactly.
So we promote that heavily. We encourage people to get out, stop into shops and, you know, the ones that you love, but maybe stop into a couple that you've never stepped foot in before, because you might be a little bit surprised. This year we've partnered up with Next Tier again to do the $5 Next Tier coupon.
Super.
Those will be going out to the first 100 bags that will be distributed. We'll be distributing approximately 150.
Okay. And where would those bags be distributed from?
We are going to have them set at a couple different locations. Deja Brew is one of the locations. Mm-hmm. We're just getting confirmation today on the other two. So those will be announced on our Facebook page. Uh-huh. And then we've also partnered with the Du Bois Chamber with Jody August. And Jody and I have gone out beyond the downtown border and have gotten some of the other small businesses in the community to pair up with some of our advertising that will be coming out later today.
Okay. Let me play devil's advocate just for a moment. I know the devil doesn't need any help, but we're going to play devil's advocate. There are those that will say, you know, shop small Saturday. It's like, it's not worth it heading into downtown. There's no parking. What do you say to those people that are constantly saying, there's no parking downtown?
There's plenty of parking, but you may have to walk a little bit.
Sure. What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. But obviously the Pershing parking lot, which most people know, there's on-street parking on West Long Avenue, East Long Avenue, Scribner, And then you have the Scribner parking lot that is across the street from the municipal building that a lot of people completely forget.
They do.
And that it's there.
And that's my favorite because I park there every day for work. So
same.
Yeah. So yeah, don't forget about that Scribner parking lot.
Yeah, it's very important. And it's right behind most of the businesses. So you just walk down and you're right there. So
it is one of those urban legends that there's no parking in downtown Dubois. Also, maybe some might say there's no variety of shops, nowhere to eat. You know, what do we have in downtown Dubois? Yeah,
we have a lot of different food options. Obviously, Luigi's, El Gordo Bureau, Come, the Public House.
Logan's.
Thank you. Because I was pointing in the direction. There.
That's why I kind of helped out since we weren't on TV this morning.
Oh gosh. Sorry to everybody listening. I know you can't hear my,
you're pointing.
Yeah. That's funny.
That's good.
But there are several options and,
such a variety of other shops as well, you know, downtown. So, well, Shirley, it's been fun just getting excited about what's ahead, but we didn't want to skip Thanksgiving, and that's why I gave you that Thanksgiving greeting as we started things. But we're going to be off and running into the Christmas season on Friday, and we hope everyone will participate. And they can stay up to date on your social media, right?
Yes.
Which is?
Yes. facebook.com/downtowndubois PA.
All right. Great. Shirley DeRouge, thank you so much.
Thank you.